This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. An emergency alert for April 20th, pandemic.news, Mike Adams here. Financial analysis, oil collapsed, well, more than 100% today. Oil, it's unreal. Crude oil has collapsed, not just below $2 a barrel or below $1 a barrel. It's collapsed into negative territory as of this moment. It is minus $1.43 per barrel. And futures contracts, according to CNBC, are now expiring with negative valuations. It's, in other words, the implications of this are so dire that I had to pick up the recorder here and do a special emergency alert. And I have spent the last hour on the phone, by the way, with an individual who shall go unnamed, who is a fellow journalist in independent media who interviews most of the top billionaires and hedge fund managers and people in finance. And they are, I mean, his phone's been ringing and he's been getting a flurry of texts even while he and I were talking. He says the billionaires of the world and the hedge fund managers and the commodities investors are all flipping out, that this is history unfolding. This is a critical systemic failure in the structure of the global financial markets, that oil prices haven't been this low ever in the history of humanity, not even during the Great Depression. I mean, oil is negative. It means that oil companies that create oil have to pay somebody to remove the oil. So per barrel, the current price is negative $1.43. So when an oil company produces a barrel of oil, again, I know this sounds insane, but we have to get our heads around this. It means they have to pay somebody $1.43 to take away that barrel of oil. Now, obviously, oil costs more. Oh my gosh, while I'm recording this, it just went to minus $3.70 a barrel. This is, look, I think there's a good chance this is geopolitical warfare. This is warfare against the United States. And it means that global war has begun. So I don't yet know the exact cause of this oil prices getting crushed, but we know that Russia and perhaps Saudi Arabia have been at war with the United States oil industry for quite some time, trying to crush the frackers and also the shale drillers in Canada and so on in order to corner the global energy market. Russia depends on energy revenues for a significant portion of its national revenue, government revenue, not just oil, but also natural gas, for example. And because of this, Russia has a very strong strategic interest in cornering the oil market as much as possible. And I believe that what's happening is that right now, in the midst of this economic implosion in America caused by the coronavirus, and following the day of the uprising of the angry pro-Trump patriot masses in Denver and Austin and other cities who are demanding an end to the lockdowns because they're losing their jobs, their homes, their wages, their livelihoods, you know, can't afford food anymore, all these things. I believe that what's happening is the enemies, the strategic enemies of America are launching this financial war by first targeting the oil industry, driving the prices below zero. This will absolutely crush. Oh my God, it's now minus $7.09 a barrel. This, folks, this has never been seen before. This is, you will never see this in your lifetime. This will probably never happen again in the history, in the world. This is nothing less than economic warfare, okay? Economic warfare. This is going to cause a ripple of hundreds of thousands of job losses across the U.S. economy, not only in Texas, but other areas that are energy related. It's also going to cause counterparty risk. And this is something that Jim Rickards talks about with his ICE 9 explanation. Jim Rickards, former CIA financial terrorism analyst, formerly worked with long-term capital management, knows all about bailouts, knows about systemic risk, and so on and so forth. If you're not reading the books by Jim Rickards, you definitely need to check it out. I listen to all his books as audiobooks, and he's on the money like nobody else. What he describes is a cascading system of the freezing of financial institutions, starting with an event like this, where counterparty risk, for example, people who have placed derivatives bets on oil and other related commodities, are unable to collect on those bets because the counterparty that sold them the derivatives is bankrupt because of what's happening with this oil price. It's, you know, turned negative. There are bankruptcies happening all across the country right now as you're hearing this. Billionaires are going to start leaping off tall buildings. You know, hedge funds are going under. Hundreds of thousands of job losses will begin today. And if this duration extends for any period of time, it's going to be absolutely devastating to sectors of the United States. But the counterparty risk is the even bigger story. We could see banks starting to fail because of this. So the contagion of financial collapse could spread outside the oil industry and just commodities and you know, bets on those commodities, i.e. derivatives and so on, puts and calls and shorts and options and all these different things. It could spread to the banks very quickly, where certain banks begin to become insolvent and fail. But then those banks are counterparties to other derivatives investments and bets by other banks. And so you have this contagion where one bank falls and then the next bank falls because it was intertwined with the first bank. And this just spreads kind of like the virus itself, kind of exponentially spreading across the global banking system. This is bad. And it's now -861. And if you hear chickens in the background, you may have heard some chickens. It's because I'm hatching chickens here. And they like it when I talk. Here's some of the chicks. They're happily running around and chirping and everything. I'm actually growing food through chickens who are going to lay eggs. And I've got now, 35 maybe chicks that have hatched. They're doing great. I keep an eye on them. I have a brooder in my, essentially in my office. So that's what you're hearing in the background, just in case you're curious. I think our food supply is going to collapse. And just think about the fact that honeybee pollinators are required to pollinate about a third of the food supply. And right now, because of the lockdowns in California and elsewhere, the companies that transport honeybee pollinators cannot transport them. So pollination is not happening right now for a significant portion of the food supply. The food crops, the fruits, the orchards, the almonds, and everything that's pollinated is not getting pollinated. What do you think is going to happen when it comes harvest time? Well, the grocery store shelves are going to be empty of those items. So that's another, you know, chapter of this dark drama that's coming that people haven't even thought about yet. But that's why I'm growing my own food, because I'm not going to starve to death in this thing. I'm planting potatoes, you know, and raising chicks. Anyway, back to the oil markets and the banks. And right now it is -$9. That it's unreal. No one has ever seen this before. So what this probably means is that this is just the opening chapter of global warfare against the United States. We may see China at some point selling off U.S. treasuries, selling off the debt. We may see other attacks against the United States. You know, China has been gearing up for war against America, as I have covered before. This could be the opening shot. And now it's -$10 a barrel. It's unreal. No one's ever seen this before. Now, probably this means if this goes on for any period of time, Trump is going to have to nationalize the oil industry. He will have to literally have the government take over oil. I mean, imagine. I mean, this is going full Venezuela. The federal government, which is taking over all the stock markets and all the commodities and all the bonds and everything else and all the debt, and now we're going to bail out all the pension funds. And basically, the government's taking over all the payrolls across the country. This is full-blown Soviet-style economic communism, by the way. It's going to take over the oil industry. And Trump will have to set a minimum price. So we're going to have price controls in the oil industry and then tariffs for imported oil. And this whole thing is going to be a, pardon my language, but an economic shit show, the likes of which you have never seen before. And the dollar is going to collapse because it's being printed by the trillions almost every couple of days, it seems, by the Federal Reserve, trillions of dollars. Now it's -$11 a barrel. This is an economic shit show in the making. You are watching a level 10 Richter scale financial earthquake. You know, I mean, this is going to ripple through the system with so much economic devastation that the contagion that it will unleash, as I've said, across investment funds and hedge funds and banks and currencies and governments and nations, I can't even describe it. It's like a near fatal heart attack has just happened, and the Fed is trying to inject money into the system, like trying to defibrillate an unconscious patient with money injections, you know, run an IV line, put a needle with adrenaline, stab it through the chest, and inject the heart with adrenaline, keep this zombie patient alive. But no, it's cratering. It's cratering. And this is along the lines of what I've been warning about, although I can't ever predict exactly which thing's going to unfold first at which time. But this is an indication right now that things are broken. Things are fatally broken in the system. And what you have seen so far in terms of the economic outcomes, it just scratches the surface, folks. The level of mass unemployment, homelessness, the collapse of the real estate markets, the collapse of land prices and home prices, especially in places like Texas where I am, you know, oil-rich areas that are heavily dependent on the oil industry, we're going to see a level of collapse that has not been witnessed since the Great Depression, but this will exceed the Great Depression. And with the uprising of the protesters who aren't wearing masks, by the way, which is insane. So they're going to spread the pandemic some more as they fight for liberty. I mean, I don't know. They're losing everything anyway. You know, they're losing their jobs, their livelihoods, their money, their savings accounts, their pensions, food supply, their homes, everything. I guess at some point, what do you have left to lose? It doesn't even matter to take a risk of getting infected. I mean, we're going to see an uprising that's going to move us toward a revolution. And one of my predictions, by the way, is we're going to see people on the left and the right joining together. You might see Antifa marching hand in hand with pro-Second Amendment patriots before this is over, demanding to hang the bankers, demanding the arrest of the leaders of the financial industry, the Federal Reserve, the fiat currency printers. I mean, this is going to get bad. This is revolution time. And as I am saying this, oil just crashed to minus $22 a barrel, which is unheard of. I can't even put this, I can't explain to you the level of economic, almost terrorism that has just unfolded because of this. All right, and now it just went to minus $31 a barrel. I can't even explain it. Now, at this level, minus $31 a barrel, this is warfare. These are not market dynamics at work. This is not supply and demand at this point anymore. I mean, I could see if it's close to zero, yeah, maybe supply and demand, there's a glut of oil, but minus now $35 a barrel, my God, this is economic warfare. Someone is doing this. I'm sure over the next few days, we're going to hear a lot about this. We're going to find out who's behind this. What is this? Is some kind of economic warfare? Minus $35 a barrel, minus $37 a barrel now. I can't even, this is like I'm calling the numbers of an auction of economic destruction. This is like the collapse of the energy sector. And it's already the collapse of the, this is, I've got to get a grip. Look, I don't have any money invested in oil, thank God. I've been out of the market for a long time, so this doesn't hurt me personally, but I'm talking about the impact on the people, the impact on the nation. It's minus $39 a barrel now. This is unfathomable. So this is wiping out right now probably trillions of dollars around the world. This is wiping out trillions of dollars. This is going to absolutely devastate global economies unless this is somehow reversed very, very quickly, which is highly doubtful. This is already triggering massive sales and defaults and bankruptcies and job cuts and unloading of oil industry equipment and real estate and housing. And now the website I'm using to monitor this is offline because there are too many people trying to check the price. So the last price was minus $39 a barrel, and now it's gone. I don't know where this goes, but you are watching the beginning of the end of the Western economic system as we know it. And this will probably end up with the collapse of the dollar and rolling out of SDRs, special drawing rights by the global banking cartels, the collapse of the U.S. currency. You know, people will lose everything that they have in the bank, everything in a pension fund, everything in a 401k, everything they own in stocks that's denominated in dollars will be gone at some point. Now, I'm not saying today, but I'm saying that's where this is headed. This is beyond a level 10 earthquake now. At these prices, this is, it's like an asteroid hit the planet, you know, financially speaking. This is beyond any earthquake. This is like a global extinction type of event. The scale of this in the financial markets is not only something that no one even living today has ever experienced, but something that no historian throughout human history has ever seen. CNBC reporting a, quote, bizarre move showing a demand collapse. And you might wonder, why did it happen all of a sudden today? What happened today? Well, someone initiated this. We are in crazy territory now. So I'm gonna wrap up this particular podcast. I just urge you to take all precautions necessary to protect yourself financially from the I don't know what to say, the firestorm of giant rocks raining out of the sky, crushing Western economies. Basically, that's the metaphor that's appropriate now. This is as if aliens nuked human civilization. That's basically the scale of this right now. And if you happen to own a large oil tanker that's sitting offshore somewhere, you could buy oil right now. They would pay you to take the oil. They would pay you $39 a barrel to take the oil. You could put that oil in your giant tanker, and you could wait for this thing to recover, and you could sell that oil one day at, you know, $50 or $100 a barrel without spending a dime. But of course, every tanker is already full. Every national oil, you know, strategic oil supply in the United States, every tank is full. Every gas station is topped off. The oil supply has now filled up everything all across the country. And there's no other place to put the oil. That's where we are. There's no more barrels, no more storage to put the oil in. So this, if there were ever an indicator of the severity of the economic collapse that has taken place, this is it. This is it. All right. United States Postal Service just announced, due to the COVID-19 pandemic effects on transportation, some services will experience delays beginning April 17th. I'm reading a message from the U.S. Postal Service. 2 to 3 day delivery window will now be extended 3 to 4 days. First class package services will be extended 3 to 4 days. The U.S. Postal Service looks like it's about to go bankrupt. They've cut off deliveries to 72 countries because they can't transport anymore. Food is cratering. Energy is cratering. The food supply is cratering, I should say. Folks, this has only just begun. And those people who thought everything was going to get back to normal in 2 weeks are living in a dream land, fairy tale delusion bubble that's going to get absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. So stay tuned to pandemic.news. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. And all I can say is buckle up, hunker down, get ready. It's like the planet just got hit with an asteroid and the ripple effect blowout is now spreading across the world. It's going to impact all of us in a significant way. Be ready. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified, organic, lab-tested It's called Ranger Bucket Collection of Storable Foods, with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.